27 certified staffers at the 316 air traffic control centers. And it's really making a strong argument for privatizing it. And this has been a discussion that has been about for several years. And they keep saying, no, we want to keep it as government. But they're also looking at some models with other countries like Canada and some countries in Europe like Germany, France, and the UK who are actually working with either commercial private companies, or in one case, for example, with France, they are doing a completely separate government arm for air traffic controllers. And so they're doing audits. They're trying to see what are the safety issues, or are there any safety issues as far as making it a private or a separate arm of government. Also remember, they are still on a temporary budget. Remember, we had air traffic controllers that their budget ran out, and they were pleading with the federal government for their funding. And so we're still with a temporary budget that is going to run out in March.
That's scary. That's really scary. Now, I heard that United was changing hubs.
They certainly are. You know, they used to be very big at JFK. And they're saying right now that Delta Airlines is very big at JFK. They are also very big at LaGuardia, and so is American Airlines. So United, since they merged with Continental Airlines, who was very big at Newark, they've decided to focus all of their efforts out of Newark. As a matter of fact, last week was their last flight out of JFK.
Wow.
So everything on United now, or United Continental, I don't think anybody ever calls them United Continental, but United now is out of Newark Airport. And they're saying that if you look at the numbers under the November schedule that's coming up, United at Newark will operate 419 peak day departures. And this will go to 117 destinations, including 58 international destinations. Now, if you compare that to Delta and JFK, they're only operating 188 peak day departures to 68 destinations.
You know, I like flying into Newark, going into New York anyway. It seems like it's a easier thing to do.
Well, JFK has always been difficult.
Yeah.
One thing that I have found with a domestic to an international connection at JFK is that the flights leave at odd times as far as domestically. And so you're either overnighting or you're spending the entire day to connect at JFK.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Okay, what's this about getting a flu shot at the airport?
Well, airports are now providing flu shots at the airport. Not all of them, but there are a select few. And depending on your health insurance, it'll cost you about $35. Mm-hmm. However, there are some that are free, again, depending on your health insurance. So Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, O'Hare International Airport, San Francisco, and Las Vegas's McCarran International Airport are providing flu shots.
Las Vegas really needs it. Those people never get any sleep, so they need something to boost their immune system. Millennials are turning to travel agents.
They are. Our show that we did, Do I Really Need That? We talked about, do you really need a travel agent? And we said that it was mainly baby boomers that are using travel agents. However, at a recent trade show and survey that was done by a hotel group, they polled some travel agents, and travel agents said that they are seeing an increase of millennials that are using travel agents to make their reservations. The ones that were polled are saying that 51.5% reported that they saw a growth with millennial clients, and that 60% said that millennials made up about 10 to 25% of their new business clients.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Travel
industry's
loving that, I'm sure.
Sure, and I think that what's happening is that the millennials are looking at the web. They're looking at online travel agencies, this whole do-it-yourself thing. And maybe they're starting to find some issues with it, maybe lack of customer service or support. a lot of times, if you're just looking for something quick and easy, yes, you go online and do it yourself. But if you have multiple layers in or legs to your itinerary, you're going to need a professional to help you. Also, when something goes wrong, that's where you see the biggest difference.
Exactly. I agree wholeheartedly. Delta made an exit.
Ah, they have. This is very interesting. This was actually I found on the Business Travel Coalition today. They are very positive about Delta Airlines canceling its $5 million annual membership into the Airlines for America. And this is a trade group that the major or U.S. major airline networks are a part of. Delta's a little disgruntled about a few things. First of all, they're disgruntled about the US-3 versus the ME-3
right.
that we talked about. These are the three big U.S. carriers, Delta, United, American Airlines, not in the order of their size, the Americans number one. But also, this is against the ME3, which are the Middle Eastern big three airlines, with Emirates, Etihad, and Qatar, and the Open Sky Agreement. And it looks like they're losing ground with that, and they're not getting the support from some of the other airlines. So with all of that being said, Delta's just not happy, and so they're not going to renew their membership.
They're going to take their $5 million and go home.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe they'll put it into – I hope they'll put it into customer service or
something.
Yeah.
Something. But what is the group saying about it?
What is the group saying about it?
Airlines for America.
Well, the Airlines for America, they are – if nothing, they really can say. And they're saying that Delta is one airline. They're not seeing this – exit from other airlines. So they're not really saying anything at this point other than that.
Okay, so they're kind of setting the record straight?
What they're setting the record straight for is that the airline industry as a whole is still very safe. They are saying that it is a huge influx of the economy, which we talked about before too. And this is on the heels of something that Hillary Clinton said. Hillary Clinton said that in a recent column that we need to support businesses that drive the economy while providing consumers with the service and options that they deserve and expect. And so what Airlines for America is saying is let's use this as an opportunity to set the record straight and say that airfares have fallen 3.9% over the last year. And it was 7% from the previous year, and it makes travel one of the most efficient travel options, or air travel, one of the most efficient travel options that are out there. And yet it's the safest as well when you measure accidents.
Mm-hmm.
This jolt that it's giving to the economy is really phenomenal, as well as we're thinking that airfares are going up, but airfares are not going up. Airfares are continually going down when you look at them as a whole. So that's the thing that they really want to set the record straight on. They're saying that the airlines are also reinvesting an average of $1.4 billion each month, and that over the last 10 years they've seen competition between the airlines that have increased. Because remember, there's a lot of talk about what happens when these big airlines consolidate. We now talk about the big three.
Right.
A lot of airlines are gone away now, and they were fearful that this would eliminate competition. So those are the things that they want to set the record straight on.
Well, that's a lot. I mean, but what I can't believe, Javon, is that there has been another laser attack. I don't understand this.
It's ridiculous. I don't even understand. I hope it doesn't happen at all, but this last attack happened on a Phoenix-San Francisco flight, and a green laser was used. And right now, or actually what happened immediately following, is that the pilot had to go to the hospital to be checked
mm-hmm.
for eyesight. This is very serious. It can blind and permanently affect the vision of the pilot. Not only that, it could cause accidents if anything happens. And they're doing this usually at takeoff and at landing. This particular flight was landing right after this laser attack happened right after the flight was landing at the Phoenix airport. And what's very interesting is that the National Institute of Standards and Technology, they have released a very alarming trend. They're saying that 122 of handheld laser pointers that were tested, 44% of them were red lasers, 90% green lasers, they failed federal safety regulations.
I don't see any reason why they need to be sold anyway. That's just, I don't, what's the point of them?
Well, to be used to point things out. But what's happening is that the FAA or the regulations determine the power of mm-hmm. the laser light. And what's happening is that people are using these higher wattage ones. They have what they classify as 3A lasers to 5 milliwatts. However, there are lasers that are being sold that are above that. While that's not illegal, what is illegal is for you to sell them but classify them as that 3A.
Okay. All right.
So it's just keeping a close watch on it.
Serious, okay?
It's crazy.
E-cigarettes, they're being banned.
They're being banned from checked luggage. Because they're catching fire.
Oh, okay.
Yes. This is why they're being banned from checked luggage. There have been 26 incidents since 2009 where the e-cigarettes have caused explosions or fires. That's right.
Wow.
Fortunately, there was one bag that didn't make the flight, and it caught a fire. But fortunately, it did not make the flight. It was still at the airport when this happened. But, yeah, they will allow you to carry it with you on the plane in your carry-on. You obviously cannot smoke it
right.
on the plane. You also cannot charge it on the plane.
Okay.
It cannot be connected to something.
Right. Okay. And changes are coming to American Airlines.
Changes are coming to American Airlines. They just finished that massive system integration with U.S. Air and American. Remember, U.S. Airways has taken its last flight. No more U.S. Air. It's now American Airlines. But one thing that's very interesting is that we didn't hear about any incidents. Mm-hmm. Remember when United Continental, they integrated their systems, it was crazy. Well, they learned from other people's mistakes. In addition to that, they are doing some fare matching. They're fare matching low-cost carriers. And so they're coming up with another fare structure so that they can compete with low-cost carriers.
Well, I think that's a good way to end this segment. When we come back, we're going to have Javon's Travel Minute, and we've got Norma Rickster with us, too. You're listening to The Traveling Eye. I'm Bonnie Deshaun.
And I'm Javon Harley on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141.
Are you looking for an uplifting word?
Before you were born, I set you apart.
Seeking insight concerning a troubled situation?
What I love about Jesus is that he always has the answer.
Then tune into HUR Voices every Friday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time for divine inspiration, where notable Rankin Chapel guests deliver powerful messages that refresh and renew the mind. Divine inspiration every week on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. Something said just might change your life.
The Karen Hunter Show.
If you just sat on the toilet and had an idea, and it was a great idea, don't call up and pitch it, because somebody will take it because it's not fully formed. Do the work. Do the work. We're not lazy. I think we're scared of what the work might entail, and we want somebody else to do the work. But let me tell you, somebody from experience and somebody who has tried to let other people do the work, you always end up lacking and failing.
The Karen Hunter Show. Weekdays, 4 p.m. East on Urban View, Channel 126, and 7 p.m. East on SiriusXM Insight, Channel 121.
One in five children in America struggle with hunger. I'm Viola Davis. I was one of those children. I was one of the nearly 17 million kids who worry where their next meal will come from. Join me with the Safeway Foundation and the Entertainment Industry Foundation to help us end childhood hunger.
Help undo hunger for America's children. Go to hungeris.org to learn more.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies. Stop eating before you're full. Up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
SiriusXM Channel 141 invites you to join us for Voices Special. Voices Specials will explore the rich and unique dynamics of African-American history, life, and culture. Voices Specials will go in-depth into the subjects that matter most to African-Americans. From politics and education to entertainment and sports, Voices Specials will present a rare look into the African-American diaspora on HUR Voices, SiriusXM Channel 141.
Every day, 70,000 puppies or kittens are born in the U.S. Cute, right? What's not cute is that half of all litters are accidents, which leads to millions killed in shelters each year. Turns out, those little cuties can get pregnant sooner than you think. But here's the good news. You can stop the accident before it happens. When you bring home a pet, get them fixed at 4 months old. Prevent more. Fix at month four. Visit fixat4.com for more information. Brought to you by Best Friends Animal Society.
Welcome back to The Traveling Eye on HUR Voices, SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Bonnie Deshaun.
And I'm Javon Harley.
We would love to hear from you on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So make sure that you head over there. Let us know your ideas. Show us some of your pictures. Use the hashtag TheTravelingEyeShow. And now it's time for Javon's Travel Minute.
I may not use the hotel shampoo and conditioner for my hair for reasons you've heard me explain before, but that doesn't mean that I don't use the hotel shampoo and conditioner. I've actually found many uses for them both. For shampoo, I use it to wash my clothes when necessary, as a hand soap that I can take with me, and as a body wash or bubble bath. I find them to both be milder than the hotel soap. For the conditioner, I use it for shaving because it softens the hair nicely. To clean and polish my leather shoes, I use it as a makeup remover and as a foot moisturizer. It's great at softening calluses. And if there are extras, I take them with me. And at the end of the year, I donate all of my collected hotel toiletries to a local homeless shelter. This is Javon reporting the many uses of hotel shampoo and conditioner. And that was your Travel Minute.
Hold on. The conditioner, I mean, my mouth is open. Okay, I can use it for my feet. I can use it to pick off the makeup. And what else was it?
Shaving.
Shaving.
I don't bring shaving cream, but it's great for shaving. Think about it.
Right.
It softens the hair.
But you know what?
Men can use it for shaving, too.
The shoes, that was the one.
It's great for getting scuffs out of your leather shoes, and it's very protective, and it'll shine them up, too.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a good one, Javon.
Yeah.
I'm going to write those down myself.
Well, as we said today, we have a great show for you because one of my biggest things is how do I stay fit while I'm traveling? And I will confess, people, I often forgo working out when I travel. I try not to, but my schedule gets crazy, so it becomes very difficult to do. If you're like me, you need some guidance on how do you stay fit while you travel. And we have on with us Norma Rickster, who is a premier health and wellness consultant and the owner and operator of Soar Through LLC. Hello, Norma, and welcome to The Traveling Eye.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's always good to see you, Norma. You always have a wonderful smile on your face, and you're always ready to tell us some tips on how to stay fit.
Oh, absolutely.
Your personal story is tremendous, and I want to share that with our audience.
Well, many years ago now, thank God, I was diagnosed with diminished lung capacity. I didn't know what was going on because I also started having bouts of vertigo. When I went to the hospital, they ran, of course, a battery of tests and thought that I had the onset of MS, multiple sclerosis. That was my wake-up call, and I was on a lot of medications, but nothing seemed to stop the acceleration of the disease. I went from that to vertigo, to not being able to tell a hard surface from a soft surface, so I knew it was neurological. It was affecting my brain, but that's what MS does. It attacks your central nervous system. However, I had an opportunity to speak with a friend, and I reached out to a naturopath, which at that time, this was over 20 years ago, I didn't know what that meant. It sounded like voodoo.
Yeah.
But I was willing to try anything because I was in pretty bad shape, and I wasn't getting better. I was getting worse. So I worked with a holistic nutritionist, naturopath. Here I am 20 years later, and I have never had any symptoms. I, you know, immediately changed my diet because that's what everything pointed to, because weight was never my issue. It was because I thought I was small and cute, and that was enough until I got sick. I realized that, no, it's really about the nutrients. It's your food is actually fuel for your body, just like fuel for your car. You know, gasoline is fuel for your car. Your food is actually, I mean, it needs to taste good, but it's actually fuel for your body. So if I wanted to feel better, I had to eat better. And also not only eating better, because I realized I was kind of weak too, I started to work out, and like I said, the rest is history.
And here we are today, the premier health and wellness guru and consultant.
Yes, I always say people in the health industry, always, if you talk to them, they all have a story, and it usually comes from, you know, pretty much hitting rock bottom.
Yeah,
trying to figure things out.
And making that lifestyle change. Well, let's get right into it, because one of the main things for me, and I travel a lot, and I take a lot of long-haul flights, and that is the flight itself and staying fit and healthy during that flight.
Well, there's several things that you can do, which is so amazing, because I actually developed a program for one of the airlines, but I was actually contracted to develop some exercises for the flight crew. So these are things that they can do in their jump seat, which is much smaller even than your seat, even if you're not traveling in business class. But one of the things that you can do is simply toe raises while you're sitting in your seat. You just lower, I mean, just raise your legs, I mean, in terms of, you know, come up on your toes up and down. That will start to increase the circulation, blood circulation in your feet. Then you can sit back and just kind of rotate, lift your legs and just in your seat and just rotate your ankles in one direction and the other. And I always say, not only does that help your joints, because I try to do a lot of joint work because people are experiencing a lot of issues with their joints, hips, knees, ankles. You're not going anywhere with weak ankles. So we do these exercises, and you rotate your ankles in one direction, the other, and you say, wow, they're kind of doing their own thing. Well, that also is brain work. The coordination's in the brain. So by rotating your ankles and, you know, making, focusing on them going in one direction and the other is actually doing wonderful things for the neural pathways in your brain as well. So you get a lot of benefits from that.
I'm sorry for interrupting, but is there a certain amount that you should do, like 10 and then 10, or does it really matter?
No, it doesn't matter. I would say, you know, start off with 5 in each direction, say, that was easy. Then go to 10 and then just rest, you know, and then you can actually alternate between doing the toe raises and the ankle circles, the circling of the ankles. That's going to be amazing stimulation for your lower body when you've been sitting.
Right.
But the best thing of all, of course, is to get up. You need to get up.
There is a condition, the deep vein thrombosis.
Yes.
And just to remind everyone, remember, Heavy D passed away from that condition. Mm-hmm. Serena Williams had an embolism because she had recently had surgery and she flew. And again, because of that poor circulation for her, because it was post-surgery, but for anybody, poor circulation can cause deep vein thrombosis, and if that what we call bubble releases itself, it can cause a heart attack. So that circulation and staying mobile is very, very important. Now, what are some of those other tips to getting it in?
Well, one of the things that's what I was going to mention is that you don't want to wait. I mean, once the plane stabilizes, you're on a long flight, you want to get up as soon as they say you can get up. And you can actually use, I mean, most passengers don't mind, I mean, as long as you're not gripping onto their seat, is that you just, as you walk, you just kind of pass. I mean, if you're feeling a little unsteady, it's just, you know, hold on to the seat gently as you walk, but walk that entire plane if you can, all the way around. I just was on a long flight recently. When I came back to my seat, I stood by my seat, held on to the seat. Of course, it was my seat.
Right.
And I simply just raised my legs like I was marching, just high knee raises, just marching back and forth. That stimulates the glutes. That stimulates the calf muscles. It stimulates your quads, the front of your thighs, the back of your thighs. And most importantly, it will help to energize you to decrease the possibility or lessen jet lag.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's huge. I mean, so instead of feeling like, oh, my gosh, when you get off the plane, you feel refreshed and you say, wow. I mean, maybe I took a little nap, but I'm really feeling good. The other thing you can do is, of course, like I said, the marching, you can do some squats by holding on. And when I say squats, I don't mean deep squats, just kind of bending your knees and straightening, bending your knees and straightening. Now, when you're seated, once again, you can do a seated spinal twist. And you say, well, what is that?
Yeah.
You put one hand on one knee, opposite knee, and you reach around and try to find the middle of your back, your lower back, and then you turn, level those shoulders, and look over your shoulders. Now, that's going to stimulate your entire spine. Your spine is what stimulates all the nerve endings up and down in your body, also into your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You do that, hold, don't hold your breath, just breathe, just hold the, actually, you're going to just hold the twist and breathe. Then you come back around to center and do the same thing to the opposite side and just breathe. Now, this is also going to increase the flexibility of your spine. The flexibility of your spine correlates directly. There's a direct correlation in your flexibility of your spine and your feeling of vitality and youthfulness.
Hmm.
So when you're stimulating your spine like that, it's just amazing. You're just like, I don't know why I feel so good. You rotate your shoulders forward, rotate your shoulders back. Now, of course, the whole time you're breathing in through your nose, I say your breath is your energy and your water is your fuel. So you want to stay hydrated. That's going to be huge in terms of, I go right back to decreasing the effects of jet lag.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's the thing, because when I exercise, I forget to breathe, for one thing. So, you know, I forget that whole thing. And staying hydrated with water, not pop, but water.
Water.
Yeah.
Water, water, water. I had a friend of mine ask me recently, says, does tea and coffee, you know, they tell you they do, but they're diuretics. They actually make you lose more water because you have to go to the bathroom. So it actually kind of drains the water out of your body. So you don't want to, when you're thinking about how much fluids have I taken in, try to think strictly how much water, how much pop, how much tea, you know, where there was I ate a little watermelon.
You need some watermelon juice to get some hydration from that. And what I normally do is those things that vices that I can't give up, like my coffee and my wine, I just know for every cup of coffee, I make sure that I have two glasses of water to combat that. And the same thing with wine.
Exactly.
So it's like, I can't give up all of my guilty pleasures.
You don't. I always tell people, it's about moderation, not deprivation. Because deprivation makes you binge. So then you just go off, and then you just go kind of cuckoo. You just start, and then you don't drink any water. So what you want to do is, and you want to think about, and I know it's tough, you know, for people to think about it, but you want to think about your body as just a human plumbing system. It's basically you're using the water to help to flush the toxins so you can have those cups of coffee.
Right.
You can have a glass of wine and not feel like, oh, I'm just really wringing my body out, because now you're working with your body. You're giving your body the number one nutrient it needs above all other nutrients, and that's actually water.
Yeah. Deal with the spinal twist, because I do that when I'm at home exercising, but I had never thought to do that spinal twist in my seat. And I love the benefits of it at home, but again, I somehow go on this brain thing when I travel.
Because you're out of your element.
Yeah, but talking about home, what can you do to prepare yourself when you're home before you're going to take that long flight?
Do, which is going to be huge, because the airlines, I mean, you don't want to depend on the airlines as much for your food. And the reason I say that is because if you are traveling and you eat something that doesn't agree with you, we've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst. It can ruin an entire leg of your trip, you know, while you're struggling to get well and overcome jet lag. So you want to prepare some snacks. When I say prepare, you can go to the store and just pick them up. It depends on where you're traveling, because mm-hmm. It might have to be dried fruits. May not be able to bring on any fruit. But nuts, try to go with the unsalted version. I know you said, but I love salty nuts. Well, it's going to dehydrate you again. Mm-hmm. Also, it's going to blow you. You want that in your traveling. And this high sodium content of a lot of salted nuts can actually increase your blood pressure.
Oh,
you don't want that while you're flying. So you want to be conscious of that. Also, there are several things that you want to do, of course, and that's plenty of water. You want to have plenty of water, and you want to try to eat small amounts. Don't wait and say, well, I know we're going to have dinner later. I'll just wait. I'm really hungry now, but I'll just wait. Because then you're going to gorge the possibility of being able to be a little more discerning with your choices kind of goes right out the window when you're really, really hungry.
Right.
So what you really want to do, and that's whether you're traveling or at home, is really kind of manage around that and keep yourself from getting to that hunger, I'm really, really hungry. And that's by just having snacks, things that you enjoy that have low fat, low salt, and hopefully lower sugar. And there's several of those things. And the beauty of it is now we have access to the web.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look those things up and say, well, you know, what can I have that I really like and that has low salt, low fat? And you'll get a whole list of them.
Right.
And just pick out of that list the things you enjoy.
Right.
So there's not one shoe fits all, which is beautiful, because we're not, you know, we're all individuals. So it's great.
Luggage, because this is something that I see a lot of my travelers, and I kind of feel like if you can't lift it, you shouldn't bring it.
Exactly.
But can you prepare yourself to lift that luggage?
Especially up into the
overhead bin.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the things that you can do to try to, is upper body. It's just upper body strength. And the best overall exercise for upper body is push-ups. And you say, well, I'm not getting on the floor. You don't need to get on the floor. If you have access to a stable surface in terms of, I always say, your dresser, your dresser at home, and if you can lean forward and slightly, you know, and at an angle that you can manage yourself, and then come as low as you can, and push yourself back up. Now, I would say maybe start with one or two, and you say, oh, I can't go that low. I can only bend my arms slightly before I start to feel unstable or, you know, like I can't handle, you know, my own weight. Then just go as low as you can comfortably and just push back up. Try to do at least five of those. You'll find that you'll be able to go lower and lower, and as you get stronger, you'll be able to go into more and more of an incline in terms of you'll be able to step farther and farther back. Now, the reason I say that a push-up is overall because it works everything. It's going to work your hands. It's going to work your wrists. It's going to work your forearms, your biceps. Ooh, guns. your back, your chest, everything.
Right.
And that's what you need, all of that to lift over. Because sometimes people think, oh, it's just arm strength. No, it's shoulder strength. It's chest strength, especially when you're lifting or pulling down something that's over your head.
Right.
And if you have any concern about it, just don't. Just ask for assistance.
Well, I like that you say in starting small. I tell you one way that I cheated a little bit, because I couldn't do a push-up at first. And then even the knees, when I didn't like doing the ones on the knees.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found, like you said, I went on the Internet, but I found a way to cheat and to build up, and it's called the baby push-up.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
You know how babies are on their stomach on the floor and with the palms of their hands when they first starting to learn to push up. So you push up like a baby, like you would. And it helped me really build the strength, and then I kept lifting my body a little bit more and
higher.
More.
And, yeah.
I'm
going to
try that.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, so. Both. You can't go wrong, and that's the beauty of it. You have to your real goal should be is to find something that works for you. There is not a panacea. There's not a one-size-fits-all. You don't have to only do it one way. You want to find a way that feels good for you, that you start to feel success, And that's what you're going to stick with. Because if you don't feel successful at it, you're just going to say, forget it, and you'll tell yourself, I'm just getting old, and it's just the way it's supposed to be. And that's not true.
No, and I like the dresser one because some of us can't get down on the floor. So being able to do a standing kind of push-up, I love that idea of using the dresser. But talking about people who can't get down, because I noticed on my last group trip that I had several travelers who were getting up in age and they had other physical or mobility issues. How do we stay, how do we tackle that in staying fit when we have mobility issues?
With the mobility issues, well, first of all, you have to acknowledge it and say, you know, I know that I need to strengthen, because what happens is if you give in to, you know, oh, I've got bad knees, oh, I've got bad hips, I've got bad ankles, and you don't start to try to do, because there's very basic things that you can do that don't require going to a gym, that you can do at home, you can do from almost any seated position. And, of course, I always talk about the squat. And I love the squat because it strengthens the glutes, which is your major mobility, foundation of your mobility engine, those glutes of yours, and the quads, hamstrings, and your knees, most importantly, is that during a commercial, you just go up and down during the entire commercial as many times as you can. But you also need to strengthen. Strengthen is actually stretching and strengthening kind of go hand in hand. So what you want to do is that when you're in a seated, like in the airport and you're waiting for your plane, you can actually just sit and raise and lower your feet one at a time. You can raise one leg up, completely flatten out that knee so it's completely at a, you know, just a flat angle. I mean, it's just flat. And then bend down and straighten it and bend it. Right there, you're going to feel that right away. That's quad work.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting. Then you do the other one. Now, because the other one will get jealous. So you have to
Or you walk with a limp.
Right. Okay, I'll take care of you. And then try, as you get stronger, try lifting them both together at the same time, up and down. You've never left your seat, but you can feel that. This is wonderful, because the thing you don't want to do is that's a slide. Once you give in to, oh, I've got bad knees, I've got a bad hip, and you don't do things to try to support in terms of, because that, when you say knees, hips, that's actually your skeletal system. So those are your joints. If you don't do things to try to strengthen the muscles that are attached to those joints, then that's a slide. It just gets worse and worse, and that's what you don't want to do. You want to kind of halt where you are and see if you can actually, and you can, because any muscle can be strengthened unless it's not there anymore. And even if you say, well, I don't think mine's there anymore, it's there.
But, you know, it sounds like these are things that people of all ages can do, you know, seniors in your 80s, it doesn't matter.
Yes, because I am not a young person. I'm young at heart, but yeah, I've got some credentials here. So.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, when I've traveled to China, one thing that I was in awe of is the mobility of the elderly Chinese. And I think one of the reasons is that they're all out. One, they don't stay home. You see them out everywhere, all the time. They're walking, they're doing Tai Chi, they're doing all sorts of things. And one guy gave me a run for his money because I saw him doing this exercise. Well, it was an exercise, but he was having so much fun with it. And he had these two sticks, and then he had this weighted stick that he was balancing. But he would hit one end, and it would flip over, and then he'd hit it with the other hand. And I just watched him for a while until he said, do you want to try? I said, yeah. It was hard for me to do, and he was doing it with such ease. And then I saw this Chinese couple. They had this, you know, the birdie in badminton?
Yeah.
They had something that was kind of like a birdie, but they were kicking it with their foot to each other. And they were doing all sorts of things over their head, behind their back. And it was difficult for me to do. But then when I realized it, I was like, they have control and they have movement. And here they are just enjoying a day out. but they're doing something at the same
time. You hit the nail on the head, and I actually produced a DVD years ago now, a fitness DVD, and the title of it was The Magic is in the Movement.
Mm-hmm.
It was then, it still is now, it will always be. We were made to move. When we stop moving, then our bodies start to atrophy. Atrophy meaning it just starts to go limp. It's like, it would be like taking, you know, a hand. I mean, this, you know, let's just talk about any car that you say, oh, my God, that car is amazing. And if you took it and put it in the garage, you never drove it. That car would deteriorate in the garage. You'd come and say, oh, my gosh, what happened? The engine would be, you know, cranking, and that's exactly what happens to our bodies. We were made to move. Now, is there one movement? No. That's why I would say pick something, find something. You've got to tell me there's something you enjoy doing that
right.
involves movement, not sitting in front. What I enjoy is sitting in front of the television. No. That's not what I'm talking about. Out and about, wherever it is, if it's going for a walk with a friend, if you can. I mean, if you say, you know what, I've always loved roller skating. I still have good balance. I like riding my bike. Oh, my God, there's so many benefits. And it's low to no impact type of activity, which is great because you use everything. You're getting great cardio. You're using your glutes, your knees. It's
mm-hmm.
balance. It's coordination to be able to steer, and your feet are going in one direction. You're going in the other.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. But I'll tell you, those of us that continue to move, it's going to make a huge difference because we're living longer. So
yes.
if you want to just say, well, I'm getting old, it doesn't make a difference, you can live a long time feeling really, really bad. You don't want to do that.
No.
There's a choice,
yes.
And you do have a choice.
Right. Well, Norma, we could talk to you forever, but unfortunately we don't have forever. If someone wants to follow you, how can they do that to continue to get these great tips and just to see what you're up to?
Oh, wonderful. I have an amazing new blog. I'm very excited about it. You can find me at soarthru.com.
Okay.
And I would love, love, love for you to stop by and see me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for giving us such wonderful tips. And I promise I'm going to use them.
Oh,
me too. Me too.
Thank you.
When we come back, we've got Bonnie's Eye on and some more great stuff. You're listening to The Traveling Eye. I'm Bonnie Pichon. And I'm Siobhan Hartley on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141.
The world is a book, and those who do not travel read only a page. See the world with Advantage International. Advantage specializes in group travel and offers group trips to top destinations around the world. Join an existing group or have a travel specialist at Advantage design that special trip for your organization, family, school, or church. Go to advantage-incl.com for a current trip or call Advantage at 1-877-428-2773.
At Video Twist Production, we understand that capturing memories on video means capturing what's really important, bringing your ideas to life, the stories without a pen. Whether you're hosting an event or putting together a demo, Video Twist Production can captivate your content, allowing your viewer to relive an experience of a lifetime. We take pride and pay attention to every detail in turning your valued ideas into everlasting memories. Call 708-333-5300, mention The Traveling Eye, and receive a free gift. That's 708-333-5200.
Hey, what up, world? This is Slade from Eminem's J45. Every weekday morning, we serve up the revolving door of celebrities. Like Kim Kardashian.
It's like, you know, like
Kevin Hart.
Slade's show is a big media hit.
Jennifer Lopez.
Leave it to Slade, girl. You know what you're doing. That's why you Slade.
Mike Tyson is here.
Yeah, you got the voice. Your voice influences people.
Slade in the morning. Weekdays from 8 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern on Eminem's J45.
Channel 45. And on the Sirius XM app.
School may be out for the day, but that doesn't mean the learning has to stop. This is Betty Weller, president of the Maryland State Education Association. Student success depends on learning in and out of the classroom. So after that school bell rings, practice math on the way home with your child. Talk about the latest news, and take time to read together every night. Student success is a team effort.
A message from the Maryland State Education Association.
Hey, what's up? It's your man DJ Class. And each and every Saturday night, I'm going to bring the world party to your XM radio. That's right. It's the DJ Class mix. I keep you rocking and put it in the mix from 11 p.m. to midnight. I give you that hip-hop, that reggae, that R&B, that EDM, that house music. You know how I get down. So make sure you tune in to me, DJ Class, with the DJ Class mix. Don't forget, it's 11 p.m. to midnight each and every Saturday night on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141.
Music with a Message dominates the radio on Saturday and Sunday from 12 midnight to 3 a.m. on HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141.
The Takeover. The Takeover showcases progressive hip-hop music, mature music with a message. Big Steve explores the impressive roots of this dynamic music while bridging the gap between generations. The Takeover.
On HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141, Saturday and Sunday from 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. HUR Voices is a part of the Howard University Radio Network.
This is Usher. I spent years mentoring youth and have seen how volunteering and service teaches young people the skills they need to become leaders.